How? First step is choose you. Choose you. But know why you're choosing everything you do.
Welcome to Supernormalize, the podcast where we challenge the conventional, break boundaries, and normalize the seemingly supernatural. Join me, CJ Barnaby, in the liminalist space to explore less charted realms of existence and to unravel the mysteries of life experience. Each episode, I'm blessed with the opportunity to talk to regular people from across the world where they openly share their understanding and wisdom in service to others. If you're looking to upgrade your life, you've come to the right place. Be sure to like and subscribe, and I'll bring you great transforming conversations each week. My treasured viewers and listeners, if you have a life story or healing modality or unique knowledge that you'd love to share, reach out to me at supernormalized@proton.me. Let's together embrace acceptance of the supernatural and unusual, what it really is, completely normal. Today on Supernormalized, we have Peggy Litt. Peggy is what I would say is like a person that's been through an experience of being touched by the Holy Spirit, and her understanding of God changed in that moment. And in doing so, it actually helped her to bring these tools to the world that actually help people to find their way to be, I would say, more in accord with their experience of their lives and this experience of universe, I think. That's a good way to put it. It's a good conversation, and if you are interested in actually being more connected to your life, this is a good show. So please enjoy. Welcome to Supernormalize, Peggy Litt. So Peggy, you've been touched by the Holy Spirit in such a dramatic way that you want to share that with the world.
Yes, I do. I want them to know what is available for
okay.
all of us.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to this conversation to see where it goes.
Today, I would like to talk to you and your listeners about healing your relationship with yourself, because I had to do that. I had the experience of the Holy Spirit, and that showed me I had to heal my relationship with myself. And in doing that, I started getting connected to God and having a relationship with Him.
Brilliant. Okay. So what was your life like before that? And I mean, can you explain what led up to that?
Probably a couple weeks before then, I was laying on my bed and I felt this intense, intense sadness, which was in me, but I thought it was the world. And I said to God, I want to help. I want to help. This is really bad. And it was shortly after that that the Holy Spirit came into me.
Right. So was this sadness an undercurrent or theme in your life as well?
No, I had a very strong happy pill. So I did not realize what my relationship with myself really was until this experience. And then I started doing work on myself to heal my relationship with myself. And I am prepared to share steps with you and your audience, kind of how I did that, give them a roadmap to get them started.
Sure. How did you know that you actually needed to heal your relationship with yourself?
I started slowing down and really looking at what was going on internally in me versus what I was the life I was trying to give myself externally. Most people look externally for their value, and it doesn't hold. And if you lose one of those things, then all of a sudden you're back to not feeling real good about yourself.
Right.
I was pretty good at giving myself a nice external life, but I was ignoring what was happening inside of me.
What were you ignoring inside of you there?
That there were things I needed to heal. You know, we come into this world with some pain that we never address. And we were never taught to even address that, CJ. You know, it's what kind of life can I give myself in this world? And most people, I mean, I work with a lot of people. Most people are not even aware that there is an internal experience of them going on. And we build a wall to protect us. So when somebody does something that triggers us, we think it's them, not that the pain has always been in us. So I started letting myself feel those pains. And it's just part of the normal human experience. It doesn't make us wrong or bad. We're here to heal that pain so we can have a relationship with God.
Right, right. And okay, so you've gone through this process where you've realized and recognized that you needed to do some self-healing. And then what happened there when it came to you having this being touched by the Holy Spirit moment? What was going on for you in your life right then?
I basically was just living my life. I hadn't really started working on myself yet then. But I knew it was a message to me that something was not right in me, or was not, my life was not what I was trying to make it be. Okay.
Right.
So, and again, on the outside, it looked like I had a pretty good life, CJ.
Yeah.
But if we don't slow down and connect with ourselves, we never really know what's going on in us.
So would it be safe to say that the deep connection with the self is also a deeper connection with God, because we're all a part of God?
Yes.
And you felt that lack.
I do believe that.
You felt that lack missing?
Yes, because I wasn't connected to me, I wasn't connected to him.
Right, right. So you were like pretty much acting automatically in your life, and
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I was looking external from me to make me feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And did that manifest in any habits or anything like that, which were just not healthy, or?
I lived a pretty healthy lifestyle, actually. And I did fun things, but I couldn't feel the real joy of them, I guess is a way of maybe explaining it. It's kind of like a tin knocked off version what life really could be, CJ.
Yeah, right. So you weren't actually feeling the full resonance of life in your experiences. And there was a sort of, I mean, I've experienced this sort of myself in the past, where you're just trundling along, just living life, but there's also an undercurrent where you feel like you're almost numb to the world.
That is true. It was like I couldn't feel real joy, but I didn't let myself feel real pain. And I knew I didn't let myself feel real pain. It took me a while to realize I wasn't feeling real joy either.
Yeah, right. So it was like you were in a narrow band of experience rather than the possible full experience that would happen if you actually were in touch with your deep self, and also with the sense of spirit in the world and how it works.
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
That's cool. Okay, so it's good that you recognize that. And then you had a moment where you were touched by the Holy Spirit. So can you explain how that happened for you and what was going on for you right at that moment? And and what you think that experience was?
Well, I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I heard a male voice coming from above me. And there was a part of me up there with him. And I was also very much in my physical body. And it said, I am the Holy Spirit, and I've come to take away your original sins. And all of a sudden, my whole body was paralyzed. I could not move. And I'm laying in bed just going, oh my God, what the heck? And I just went, just trust, Peggy. Just trust. And he said sins, plural. So I thought, oh my gosh, I always thought there was only one original sin. I remember thinking that. And I thought I was paralyzed because he was showing me how full of sin I was. And I said, just trust. It was a very safe feeling, but a little weird since I couldn't move. But I felt safe. There was a warmth and groundedness in that voice. So I did feel safe. And I was a single mom at the time. And my daughter was 12. And I thought, oh my God, am I just going to be paralyzed from now on? Because it was full body paralyzed. And I just kind of kept saying, just trust, just trust. And slowly I could move my fingertips, and then I could move my fingers, and then I could move my toes. And then all of a sudden I could turn over slowly, and I went, okay, Peggy, just go to sleep. You'll be okay. Trust, because God would never want to hurt me, you know. And I knew there was a message there for me. And I had asked to help. So I knew it was something I needed to experience.
So this manifestation of the Holy Spirit to give you this message, did it come with any other phenomena like light or anything like that? The reason why I say that is because when I was 18, 19, I was in a foreign country, and I was actually completely depressed. I'd been robbed at gunpoint and felt like I was alone and I couldn't get back home, and everything was really horrible. So I got severely depressed and actually considered taking my own life because I actually had hit that bottom pit. And one morning, I think it was at about 2 a.m., I actually had made the decision that tomorrow I'm going to do it. And I was in the most awful of awful places. And as I hit that extreme bottom and I started sobbing and I was just feeling worthless, the room became light. All of my depression and sadness and everything lifted from me instantly. And this voice just boomed out in a command that said, you are extremely important. And everything was erased instantly. And from that point onwards, a lot of things just moved into the right direction, like instantly. So being touched by the Holy Spirit can happen to pretty much anyone at any time. And
there is a warmth to it, CJ. There was a warmth and a love to it, but there was no light. There was no being.
Yeah. Well, for me, the light came through everything. It was like, because I was looking at the floor, and it was like the floor lit up, and then I noticed everything was lit up. So I looked around the room. It was like light was coming from everywhere in that moment. And it was just a short message, and it just lifted everything instantly in every cell of my body. It was changed in a different direction. It was like I had this internal spin that was out of control, and it turned it, and they were all in the right direction. And from that point onwards, I just had no sadness. No loss of faith. It was like I'd been turned completely around.
And that's a lovely, lovely experience. Good for you.
Mm.
Not everybody can have that experience. I think I had to have my journey so I can actually teach people how to do it themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is different for everyone. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Everyone has their own personal experience depending on what's necessary and what's needed.
Well, and
okay.
I came with 5 steps to teach people
mm-hmm.
how they can heal their relationship with themselves. So it's a very individualized experience and it's personal to them and they will know it as real.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened to you after this experience? I mean, it's the next day, you've woken up and you've been touched by the Holy Spirit. You know things have changed. Is that when you started to get intuitions around these steps towards helping people?
Yes, that. And I have been with my partner for 18 years and he had processes that helped me learn how to go deep within myself. So between the experience with the Holy Spirit and doing these processes, I learned the depth of who I am.
And how was that
And
for you to learn that?
Well, I have a board here that one of the things it says is, I promise to own all who I am so I can be all who I was created to be.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to look at hard things in yourself and own yourself as them to then let them go so you can move on. So if I could go through my steps, it'll kind of show you the process in a simple, understandable way.
Sure. Yeah. Let's just go through those steps
okay. Thank you. All right. I learned really fast. When I choose you, I lose me. So what does that mean? As women, especially, we are pain avoiders. So I would go along with my partner or my friends. What do you want to do? Oh, I don't really care. Without asking what is important to me. Okay. But when I don't ask what's important to me, CJ, I make me unimportant. So I learned after this experience how important it is to choose me. And by doing that, I mean, when I choose something, I have to be very conscious and intentional in choosing it and why it is good for me. And I don't mean that as a selfish way. If I'm doing something that I know is best for me, you get the benefit of having the best me in the experience. Okay.
Right.
That is so important. And we've been taught to do for others first. But we lose ourselves when we do that. And then we start feeling bad about ourselves and we resent them. And that is not what God wanted for us. He really doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be the best version of what he created us to be. Then we can give of ourselves. We'll have more of ourselves to give others. Okay. The second step is the more responsibility I take for my life, the more control I have over it. If we don't take responsibility for our life, CJ, we become a victim to life and to others.
Right.
Okay. And if I'm a victim, there's no me in the experience. So how can I heal from it? It is so cool having a me in everything I do. And well, I'll keep going on and we can elaborate at the end, okay?
Okay.
But we're taught to hand over our control. You know, that we have to be forgiven to get to heaven. But Jesus said, I can feed you fish, or I can teach you how to fish. That's what I'm teaching my clients. If I'm responsible for me, I can then heal what I see. If I'm a victim, there's no me in the experience, so I can't heal that. Darkness, there is a battle of light and darkness going on here. Okay. Darkness wants us to hand over our control. In our power and depend on things outside of ourselves. Okay, but darkness wants that because it then keeps us from knowing who we really are. And this is so important, to know who we are so we can be light, CJ. Okay, I mean, yeah, I could go into so much in that, but I'm trying to keep everything kind of in bumpers here. Okay. The third thing, and this is cool, is I had to learn to live from my heart, not my mind. Our mind is darkness. Our heart is light. Now, you hear a lot of people say they live from their heart. You don't, let's see, how can I say this? I had to learn how to bypass my mind so I could drop into my heart, CJ. And how did I learn to bypass my mind? Have you heard of muscle testing or the body pendulum?
Yes.
Okay. That can be tricky because you have to be neutral. But you can learn those two ways to bypass the mind. There are people that can teach them. But again, you have to be very honest with yourself and be neutral. And what that then allowed me to do, CJ, is get the experience of actually being in my heart. Your mind will trick you and tell you you're in your heart. But until you have that experience, you don't realize you haven't been in your heart. They are two very, very different. Your heart is experiential here, and you can feel the truth of who you are, and you cannot be swayed from that. Let's see. The mind in darkness creates a false reality that pulls you away from yourself. That is why it is so important to find what the experiential feeling of actually being in your heart. And once a person gets that, they know that as truth and the truth of who they are. And that's when the healing starts. You can't heal from your mind. You can reconfigure things and kind of move stuff around so it looks better, but you're kind of fooling yourself. When I live from my heart, CJ, I automatically choose me and can be responsible for me. From the mind, we fight. Oh, do I really want this? Is this really good for me? When you're living in your heart, you know. It's truth. Just like I know when God talks to me. I know it is Him. Okay? And we all have that. Most of us have not found that in us yet. And that's what I'm hoping that I can give you and your listeners and plant a seed that it's there.
Yeah.
Because we were created from truth. So we know what it is, but we have to get into our hearts to feel it. Number four is owning, well, I said this right earlier, but it's owning all who I am so I can be all who I was created to be. And a lot of people go, well, I owned that I'm this or that. I want to give you guys the three steps in owning to help free you. Okay. Step number one is you have to be willing to look at yourself and see what's really going on. Okay. And in doing that, all of a sudden you'll go, well, I see I do that sometimes. Well, CJ, if you do that, you are that. You don't do something that you aren't. That's hard for people to get. So first you see I do it. Then you try and open up a little bit further and you go, I see it in a lot more areas. Then all of a sudden it's, oh, I am that. Okay? That's so important. I am that. Third step and final step is, okay, accepting I am that. But not judge yourself. Because with judge, if you're judging yourself, you can't let it go, CJ. And that's a really hard part for a lot of people. But once you get there and know you are that and not judge yourself, then the charge of that goes and you can make another choice.
Hey everyone, I'm excited to share that you can now support the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/supernormalized. Your contributions help me to create even more amazing content. Please check out the link below in the show notes and join our community and unlock exclusive perks. Thank you so much for your support.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's all easy breezy. But you're not fighting that charge that automatically puts you in that unhealthy neural pathway that you just react in your usual way. And slowly you peel those layers of your, I guess you could call it your false self or whatever you want to call it. And the more you do that, the closer you get to God, the closer you get to who you are. You don't want to be God. You just want to be you in all of your glory. Okay. Okay. There has to be an I in owning. That's why it's I am that. If it's only, oh, I do that sometimes, that is not owning. You don't get rid of the charge and you can't let it go. Another way of catching yourself is we think people make us feel certain ways. You know, she made me feel bad. Okay, but I want everyone to know I am my experience, not what is happening to me. And so if hurt or something comes up in you, that's just telling you that is pain in you. So feel it, own it as you. Don't judge yourself. That's part of the human experience. That's why we are here. We have to clean ourselves out to become light and have a relationship with God. Let's see. Oh. The next one, number five, and the final one is, if I support myself, life will support me. I told you that God and light beings said I needed to get on podcast. Okay. I got on podcast. I flipped the switch yesterday and I am here today. That's how fast life can support you, CJ. If you have your heart open, I mean, it is so cool when I help people walk into things that they're afraid of, but their hearts are open, and all of a sudden, doors open that they couldn't see before. And that's what this life is supposed to be for us. But darkness in our minds have shut all the doors and told us there are no keys. And I'm telling you, the doors will open for you if you do these things. God is right here. Right here, but we build walls to protect ourselves from what we think life is doing to us, so we can't feel him. So hopefully these seeds can start sprouting in you and your listeners, because it is naturally who we are and who God created us to be. And I'm hoping maybe people can start remembering this. And I know the supernatural world is exciting, and I get that. I get that. And I enjoy that. But I can't live there, because then I'm not connected to myself here. And God put me here to experience me as a human. I'll have my time up there too, and I can feel them, all of that, but I'm here. I can't experience myself up there like I can here, and I need this experience now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to, you know, we think this is such a hard world, but someone whose husband passed away, he came into a session with us, and he loved fishing. And she asked him, is there fishing up there? And he goes, yeah, but it's not near as much fun, because you always catch a fish. So there's fulfillment in working for what we get. And that's what we're here to learn. We're here to work hard so we can learn about ourselves. And if it was all, I mean, I'm sure you know, you learn more from failing than easy successes. We don't like to know that sometimes. But to really become light beings when we pass from here, it's what we need to do to really know ourselves, clean ourselves out, so we can pass into that world.
Mm. So your method talks to the idea and the understanding that's deep in relation to becoming your authentic self. And in becoming your authentic self, then you are living the truth of true being, would you say?
I am living the truth of how God created me to be. And I think sometimes people are scared to commit to God because, my gosh, what will he ask of me? All what God wants for us is to be the best us he created. That's all. He doesn't expect us to be perfect.
Yeah.
But just be the, we're all different. And it's, if we try and be somebody else, we're telling ourselves we're not right as we are. And that's not what he wants for us either.
Your story speaks to the idea and the understanding of a almost like a personal God experience, like a...
I think everyone will have their own personal God experience or their own relationship with God, which is wonderful. That's how it should be.
Well, I know for myself.
Yeah.
I know for myself that God is basically everything. I mean, the word God itself has a lot of really, like, you'd say over time, awful sort of baggage attached to it. When you just step aside from that and go, okay, well, that's what that is. But my experience of that is that everything is a part of pure, authentic spirit all the time. And I'm a part of that story too, that experience, that narrative. Within that, I can actually live free, but also be touched by an authenticity of being. And I'm just wondering, with all of that, I mean, who is God to you? What is God to you?
Okay. When God is with me, I know it is God. In our hearts, we were made from truth.
Yeah.
And God is truth. So when God is here, I know 100% it is him. It is a burst of warmth, love, purity, and it's not of this world. It is so pure. It's all encompassing. And God has a sense of humor, believe it or not. He has a sense of humor. I just went, oh my gosh. He doesn't judge. I mean, if he judged, we'd all be, wow, we'd be in bad shape. He is love. He encourages. He can be stern. It's like, Peggy, really? You know. And it's just truth, CJ, that reaches a depth of me that nothing in this world can reach.
Understood. Okay. So can you share a success story from someone you've helped through your work?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. Sometimes we think we have to be these great beings in this world. Okay. We have to be super successful. We have to have all these things. I have a client, lovely, lovely lady, whose journey was so different than the rest of my clients. She was raised in a pretty successful family, so she had a lot of entitlement issues. During her journey, she took quite a few what some people would consider menial jobs. What that taught her was to work hard and to depend on herself and to know she would be okay not taking money from her parents. and she found who she really is, which was, oh, this wonderful, delightful, oh, her laughter brightens wherever she is. And she works in a meat market. But that's what God made her to be. And she had to go through all what she thought she wanted to be and tried to be to actually find who she was. And there is no greater than or less than in God's eyes. It's just being all of who we are. It's us that has a problem with that.
Okay. How do you incorporate communication with divine beings into your practice? It sounds like you have like an intuitive sort of work that you do with people. And
the divine beings are not in all of my sessions. They're more there for me. Surely.
Okay. And how do they manifest for you?
How do they what?
How do they manifest for you? How do you experience them?
I just feel them and hear them and know who they are. And I can recognize them, and they all support me in different ways.
Okay.
And sometimes they kick my butt too. I mean, they told me Thursday, we told you 2 weeks ago you needed to get on podcasts. Get on there. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're loving. Yeah, and they're here to support us. And again, CJ, if we don't have a relationship with ourselves, we can't feel their support, just like we can't feel God's. So it makes the world much less scary when we know we're never really alone and that we always are supported. And that's what I'd like your listeners to know. It makes, I mean, then we can enjoy this wonderful world and see the gifts of it.
What advice do you have for someone who feels disconnected from themselves or their spirituality?
Oh, most people feel disconnected from themselves. I didn't admit I felt disconnected to myself, but I was. I would start with the five steps I discussed here and do them the best you can.
Okay.
And I have found all, I want them to know all their answers are in within. They're here. I don't read books. I don't have gurus. I mean, before my journey, I used to stay away from the metaphysical section in the bookstore because I thought, oh God, Satan's over there. You know, I didn't know. I know that's silly. I know. But if you're looking for your answers outside of yourself, you're choosing that and losing you. God gave you all your answers. That's what's so cool. But you have to go in, be willing to go in and get through your stuff to get to them.
Okay. How can listeners start their journey towards self-love and healing today?
How?
Yeah.
First step is choose you. Choose you. But know why you're choosing everything you do. God wants you to choose you. That's the only way you're going to find your way to Him. But that is not in selfish ways. That is in supportive ways that you can learn and grow. Okay? I am not a natural speaker. I thought it would be very uncomfortable to be here and talk, but I'm talking my truth and from my heart. And right now there is no place else I would rather be, because it is like I'm honoring God by being me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to tell the listeners that I actually had two podcast cancellations for this recording today. And and then when I jumped on to my place that I find guests, Peggy had actually emailed me directly and said, I've got a message and I wanted to get it out there. I was like, well, looks like Peggy's up.
That's life supporting both of us, CJ.
That's it. That's it. That's it. So that's what I thought too. And I was like, well, it must be Peggy's turn. This is good. And yep. I wrote to you and you said, yeah, that's a great time. Let's just do it.
Yep. I mean, well, and what's really weird, CJ, is I had shut my computer off after you told me to schedule an appointment. And when I pulled up your calendar, November pulled up.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I'm overwhelmed now. I'll do this on Monday. Because I had just finished all my podcast stuff and I'm not real good on the computer.
Yeah.
So I went, I'll do it Monday. I went to the bathroom. I came back and I went, you're supposed to get back on there. And in that amount of time, you told me you had a cancellation.
Yeah.
That is how willing God is to supporting you and me.
Exactly. Exactly. The message has got to get out there. So yeah. How can people find you, Peggy, and work with you?
Well, right now I'm just here to spread this message of light. And that's my purpose for today.
Okay.
I do work with people right now. I'm kind of booked, but I wanted to plant the seeds for people, because people of light will hear this because they have truth in them too. So I may be starting an online church, which would probably be called Religion of Self. I am not there yet. I want to have more of these because I have, so much more information.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about this? If you haven't got a link now, how about when you actually have your online church set up, you can actually email me and I'll put that into the show notes. And then people that listen to this podcast can actually link to you and find you then.
Okay. And do you have any idea when this podcast will?
Yeah, it's going to come out. I'll tell you the exact date I've got for this one. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll tell you that after the show. I've just got to work that out. But,
okay.
What I'll do now, I'll say thank you very much for coming on, Peggy. This has been awesome. And it's great that you've shared so deeply of your experience of the Holy Spirit and God and how being an authentic self isn't that challenging. It's just a matter of questioning yourself in the right way through your process that you actually explained. So thank you so very much for sharing that.
Well, and I want people to realize that this life doesn't have to be all pain, and you can have a little heaven here. God didn't put us here to make us suffer. We're putting most of that on ourselves.
I firmly believe this is the heaven we create. So yeah, we can change it any direction we like. That's right. Or the hell. Exactly. Yeah. We can choose our own path, choose your own adventure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
CJ, thank you so much for having me on. And
you're welcome.
Let's reach lots and lots of beings of light, because it's time for light now.
Excellent. All right. I'll just say goodbye to the listeners. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that was a nice episode with Peggy. I really enjoyed her understanding of the Holy Spirit and how she talks about it. So what would you say, it's like a friendly sort of way that actually helps you to connect it to that understanding in other ways. I mean, there is a heavy Christian element in her understanding, and I get that. I understand that too. And then if you step away from that, an experience of God as being the infinite here and now. You can hear that in her words and the way she expresses herself. So if you've enjoyed today's show, please, get on your podcast app and give me 5 stars and some nice words and share this episode to somebody who you think may need to hear it. And if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. And if you've really enjoyed today's show and you'd actually think that you'd like to support the show, you can also do so on Patreon. So patreon.com/supernormalized, and you'll get perks like the raw shows, so short shows that are unedited that actually have extra stuff in them, plus other perks as you go up in the tiers. So if you would like to do that, please do so. I'd really appreciate it. It actually helps me to get better and better at doing this. So thank you very much for listening today, and until next episode, it's bye for now.